In addition to allowed and prohibited procedures, there are some procedures that are allowed, but certain conditions and standards must be met first, which makes them restricted in some form. These are all subject to specific requirements. With restricted procedures, there are also specific requirements and conditions that need to be met to use an EUMR. Immediate intervention must be needed to protect the person or others from imminent risk of physical harm. And the type of manual restraint used must be the least restrictive intervention. The manual restraint must end when the threat of harm ends.